Earlier this year, the alarm was sounded. The soaring underwater forests of bull kelp were all but gone, decimated by an explosion of voracious sea urchins. Cynthia Catton, an environmental biologist with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, says warmer water temperatures, which can weaken the plants, were a factor, but not the main one.
On top of that, we also have this unusual condition right now where we have huge numbers of purple urchins and also increased numbers of red urchins. Both of those species are really detrimental to the kelp in terms of their grazing behaviors, particularly when they get into starvation mode. They get very aggressive.
The urchins are present in such large numbers because their primary predators, sea stars or starfish, are also hurting.
In 2013, we had a very virulent disease, we think, that wiped out more than 20 species of sea stars on our coast. And so the urchins don't have a lot of predation right now to keep their numbers low.
The cause of that disease, which causes a melting disintegration of the starfish bodies, has never fully been explained. But Catton says it now appears to be waning, and the sea star populations are beginning to rebound.
We have started to see some species returning, not necessarily in the numbers we've seen in the past, but we are encouraged by that. But I did also see some melting sea stars this year, which means that this disease impact hasn't gone away yet.
So too, she says, are the kelp this winter, at least in places.
This year, we did have some cooler water temperatures than we have in the last couple of years, which was very encouraging and supportive of the kelp to come back. There are still high abundant populations of purple urchins that are gnawing on the kelp that are trying to grow back. So there are only small patches that are successfully recovering. I've seen more kelp this year than I did last year, but it was pretty marginal, still not up to our normal conditions.
But John Russo, a board member of the Sonoma County Abalone Network and president of the Watermen Alliance, says seen underwater, things are looking much better.
I went from Timber Cove to Van Dam this weekend, and there's kelp everywhere. We'd been seeing it earlier in the season that it was coming up, it was blooming, it was just below the surface, and we'd seen the competition between the abalone and the urchins for the kelp, but it's at the surface now. There's actually quite a bit of kelp out there.
Russell says kelp's current down years should be seen in the context of a prior decade of unusual abundance.
I actually think it's a little better this year than it was last year. I think last year was the worst. But they've been comparing last year and this year to the last 10 years that were boom years. 10 years ago, 12 years ago, we didn't see huge patches of kelp like we see now or like we've seen in the last 10 years. There was a little spot of kelp here and a little spot of kelp there, and you would swim around it to get to where you want to dive.
Large bunches of kelp washing up on local beaches after storms are another indicator that the plants are recovering. But Catton says it remains unclear why some areas are thriving again while others are not. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.